I'm Maureen O'Hagan. I'm with MCO Housing Services, and we were hired by the developer to manage the distribution, excuse me, two affordable units at Old Forge Commons in Easton. This meeting is being recorded and will be posted to our website. All right, so tonight we're going to go through the project, talk about the lottery. There isn't much you need to provide with your application to be included in the lottery. But I will, if we have time, go over the list of the required financial documentation that those two who have the opportunity to purchase will need to provide. So if you have questions, ask at any time. The chat is open. If you prefer to type in a question, I will answer those in groups. But please feel free to ask any questions at any time. So Old Forge Commons is located at 20 South Street in South Easton. It's a new 20-unit development and is offering 1 3-bedroom and 1 4-bedroom detached single-family home. Oh God. And the units will be distributed by lottery to eligible first-time home buyers. The 4-bedroom unit has 2 bathrooms, 2-car garage, and approximately 1,496 square feet. I do not have the floor plans yet for the 3-bedroom. I should have those after the lottery. So the buyer, I will certainly send them a copy to the buyer so they can see what they're getting. And the 3-bedroom does have 1.5 bathrooms. Refrigerator, stove, oven, dishwasher, microwave, central air conditioning is included. Washer and dryer hookups are provided. You need to provide your own washer and dryer. It has gas, heat, town water, and town sewer. All right, the sales price for the 3-bedroom unit is $241,700, and for the 4-bedroom home, $262,900. The monthly HOA fee is $200 a month. That is not fixed. That will be adjusted on an annual basis. The HOA fee covers the common areas, insurance of the common areas, snow plowing the common areas, landscaping the common areas. You are responsible for the maintenance of your home. You are responsible for getting your own homeowner's insurance. So insurance, unlike a traditional condominium, or townhome, insurance is not included, so you would need to provide your own insurance. The 2024 tax rate is $1,335 per thousand. You do obviously pay taxes. It's the same rate, but you pay taxes on the affordable price, not the appraised value of the home. So when you submit your application, you must include a mortgage pre-approval letter from an institutional lender. If you need a special accommodation, that letter needs to be provided from your doctor. If you do not provide either of those things, a mortgage pre-approval, you definitely won't be in the lottery. If you require a special accommodation and do not provide the information on or before the application deadline, you will not be provided with a special accommodation for the lottery. So just so you know that. If you do not provide the mortgage pre-approval or the correct mortgage pre-approval, and I will go into details of what your pre-approval needs to say, you will not be included in the lottery. We will notify you of what was wrong with your pre-approval. You will certainly have the opportunity to provide a new pre-approval, but you will not be included in the lottery. So we have to have the correct pre-approval on or before the application deadline. We do not review applications until after the application deadline. So fill out the entire application completely, sign and date every page that needs to be signed and dated, and then send it in. FHA, and I need to make an adjustment here. The application states FHA, VA, Rocket Mortgage, and Quicken Loans are not acceptable, as they do not close on deed-restricted properties. I learned actually this week that VA loans will close on deed restricted properties. So if you are a veteran, you certainly can provide a mortgage pre-approval for a VA loan and we will accept it. Tonight is the public information. You can ask any question you want. The application deadline is October 15th, and the lottery is scheduled for Halloween. Oh, yeah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on October 31st. So we will have reviewed all the applications on or before the 31st. Those that have been included in the lottery will receive a lottery code. The lottery code is what will be announced during the lottery. It's usually a three-letter code of your initials of your name. So the eligibility criteria, one is based on income, and income is based on the number of people who will be living in the home, not who's on the mortgage, but the number of people who will be living in the home. So if you are a one-person household, the maximum you can earn is 72,900, two, 83,300, three person, 93,700, four, 104,100, five, 112,450, six, $120,750, seven, $129,100. And if you have an eight person family, 137,400. Now this, you need to provide the income. I'm sorry, the income is used for every household member 18 years of age or older. Okay, anyone 18 or under the age of 18 and are working, we do not count their income. However, if they're receiving Social Security, that is going to count towards the household income limit. Income is your paycheck, salary, dividends, not dividends. If you get money on a regular basis from an investment account, retirement account, Social Security, workers' comp, disability, unemployment, all sources of income are used in determining your household income eligibility. We use gross income. We project your income forward 12 months. So we determine your income two ways. We look at it, one, we look at the gross income per paycheck, and we get the average over five paychecks, and then we will multiply by the number of pay periods per year. That's one. The second way is we look at the year to date, and we will divide that by the number of weeks in the year, which we get from a website, and then we multiply by 52. Whichever is greater is the amount that will be used for your income eligibility. We will also look at your previous tax returns. If there's a significant difference from what you earned, say, last year versus what we project you'll earn this year, then we're going to have questions. But that happens only to those who have the opportunity to purchase. So we're not collecting that information as part of the application for this lottery. Now, the second qualifying is you need to be a first-time home buyer. And that is defined as someone who has not owned a home for a period of 3 years, which includes homes in a trust. So if you owned a home and sold it last year, you are not eligible as a first-time home buyer. There are exceptions to the first-time home buyer rule. One, if you are a displaced homemaker, which is an adult who has not worked full-time, full year in the labor force, but has during those years worked primarily without remuneration to care for the home and family. And while a homemaker, you owned a home with his or with your partner, or resided in a home owned by the partner. If you are a single parent and you owned a home with your partner, and you have obviously children. If that home is sold based on the divorce, and you're then you would be considered a first-time home buyer again. If at least one household member is over 55, basically, if you own a mobile home, which is my definition is a principal residence, not permanently affixed to a permanent foundation, and then if you own a property that is not in compliance with state, local, or model building codes and cannot be brought into compliance for less than the cost of construction of a permanent structure. Any one of those is an exception to the first time home buyer rule. If you currently own a home based on the first time home buyer, that has to be sold before you can close on an affordable unit. Okay, so if you're going through a divorce or separation, you're going to have to provide your divorce papers, which will dictate what happens to the home. Is the profit, the equity in the home split 50-50, 50% is going to be considered part of your assets. All right. And then the asset limit is $75,000. And that includes, we'll take your current balances for checking, savings, stocks, bonds, money market, CDs. We look at your retirement accounts. If you have a 401k or a 403b or whatever it's called from a company you no longer work for, you have access to those funds. Those are considered liquid. We would deduct taxes, federal and state, and we would deduct penalties if they apply. Those are deducted from the full value of the account, and the balance is counted towards your asset limit. If you are currently working for a company and you have a retirement account, if you're able to take what's called an in-service withdrawal, and that is where you can withdraw funds without having to pay them back, the total value of the funds you can withdraw would be counted. And we would deduct taxes and penalties from those funds as well before we come to the final number that would be counted towards your asset limit. If you are working for a company and you can only take a loan out on your account, then we're not going to count the value of that retirement account, your current retirement account, at all towards the $75,000 asset limit. If you have an IRA, it is liquid. Yes, you'll pay penalties and taxes, which we will deduct from the value of the account, and we'll add the balance to the $75,000 asset limit. If you have a Roth IRA account, if you've had it 5 years or longer, you have access to that money, and you would, and but there would be a penalty if you're under, I think it's 59 and a half. I'd have to verify that. So we would take the value of the Roth IRA, and we would deduct the 10%, and the balance would be added to your assets in determining asset eligibility. If you're getting a gift for down payment and closing costs, that those gift funds are going to be counted towards the $75,000 asset limit as well. Okay. Any questions on assets?
I have a question on the income.
Yes.
Part. So you said that will depend, you guys will take the gross income of the last five checks.
Yes.
And what's the other one?
And we'll look at your
two,
year
you said
state.
Two of them, right?
No, we take five of them. Five paychecks.
So it's either the five paychecks or the other one was the...
The other one is we look at the year to date from your last pay stub, and we divide it by the number of weeks in the year and multiply by 52.
Okay. Thank you.
I do have a question. Is the max income just the initial purchase? Once you own a home, when you're purchasing an affordable home, no one is going to come knocking on your door after you close to find out what your income is. So you only need to be eligible at the time you close. Okay. For example, the four bedroom home is going to be available right away. So that buyer I'm going to be in touch with, and I'm going to get all your financials. I'm going to get you approved. You're going to close. Okay. The three bedroom home, I think, is going to be ready in like February or March. So that buyer, we're not going to move forward, with their final approval right away, because it would be outdated by the time you close. So we will hold a unit for you for sure, but we're not going to collect your financial documentation. You're closing in February, January, December, probably early December. We're going to update your financial documentation. And at that point, if you're eligible, we'll send it out for review. So once you're closed, no one's going to come and ask where you are. I always tell people you can win the lottery for $150 million the day after you close on an affordable unit, and it does not affect your homeownership status. Okay? I have a bunch of questions. So you can get the application on our website, which is mcohousingservices.com. You can click on homes for sale, and it should be I think it's the first one on the top row. Whole life insurance, there is for whole life or universal life, there is a cash value to those insurance plans, and we would count the cash value. If you have a term life insurance, there is no value to that. There's no cash value, so we wouldn't count the term life insurance at all. The insurance you have with your company, if your company provides life insurance, that does not count towards your asset limit either. Okay. So it's only the only accounts that will count our whole life and universal life. Someone asked, they have a question. They didn't provide a question. I had a question on income as well. It would only be gross income that is being considered when applying for this lottery, not taxable income. Gross income is taxable income. If you are self-employed, that income counts. But self-employed, you need to provide a spreadsheet for the last 12 months, breaking out income and expenses on a monthly basis. So we get your net income, and then we figure that we average that out over the course of the 12 months. But gross income is, I guess, the best way I think you're asking. It's before any adjustments is what we look at. So any adjustments, so when they take out medical or 401k or taxes, Social Security, it's your gross income before any deductions is the income that is counted. Does debt factor into the asset liability? No, it does not. We never look at your debt. We don't ask about your debt. Your debt is between you and the lender in determining your ability to pay for a mortgage. My question is, if you make less this year than last year, well, it depends how much less. If it's significantly less, like tens of thousands of dollars, yeah, we're going to ask questions. But I don't know what you do for work. I don't know. But that's kind of on a case-by-case basis as we review the application. Crypto does count towards assets. The pre-approval, we're not involved with the pre-approval at all. I'm going to go over what is required in the pre-approval, but I am not, that's between you and your lender. So you need to go to your lender for a pre-approval, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Will this unit need to be sold as an income restricted in the future? It will. You're buying this home at below market value. You are never going to sell it at market value. When you purchase this property, you will sign a deed rider. The deed rider is the legally binding document that restricts the resale price when you go to sell your property. You do not need to hire a real estate agent when you sell your property. You need to notify the monitoring agent. In this case, it's the Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities. You contact them. They will price your unit. They will let you know what it can be resold for. They will outsource the sale of your unit to a company, to me or a company like mine. They will sell the unit for you. Okay, so you're saving on broker fees when you sell. Our website is mcohousingservices.com. This program is for first-time home buyers. FHA does not close on deed-restricted properties. So the deed rider that I mentioned earlier, the affordability survives foreclosure. So if you go into foreclosure, whoever sells the unit, the affordability survives. And the FHA does not like that, which is why they do not accept an F which is why an FHA loan is not accepted, because they will not close on a deed restricted property. I have a question. No. The question is, if my client only qualifies for 215K FHA and I was able to secure a 30K mass streams funding with that, no, because we don't accept FHA loans. So a combination of FHA and mass streams would not work. Yes, is there a minimum household size for the 4-bedroom? So for the 3 and 4-bedroom units, the way household size is determined, it's husband and wife and those in a similar living arrangement must share a bedroom, and there's at least one person per bedroom thereafter. Okay, so if you're a single person, if you're a married couple, if you're a couple or a single parent with one kid, you're not going to get a unit. So I'm not saying don't apply. I'm saying there's only 2 units. The 3 and 4-bedroom will be distributed to the appropriate household size. If we exhaust all for the 4-bedroom unit, if all 3-bedroom units are exhausted, then we'll begin offering to the 2-bedroom household. It's unlikely since there's only 2 units. We've gotten a stack of applications so far. So I'm not saying don't apply. I'm just saying it's unlikely smaller households will have an opportunity to purchase. For self-employed, net income is considered, not gross, because you have business expenses. We do not deduct the taxes you're going to have to pay, but the business expenses deducted from the income is the net, and that does not include taxes. You can apply for both units. Just make sure you check both. The monitoring agent is the Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities. They will be reviewing your information as well. Okay, I already mentioned family size. Okay, so the loans that are not accepted is FHA, any loans from Quicken Loans or Rocket Mortgage. They absolutely will not close on deed restricted properties. Chase Bank. We had a buyer recently with Chase, and it turns out Chase Bank does not close on deed restricted properties. And I received an email confirming this week that Bank of America will not close on deed restricted properties. So those are the only ones I'm aware of. There are some mortgage brokers that may not be familiar with deed restricted properties. There are lenders out there, which I might as well talk about now. The loans are that we require, not require. We suggest strongly that you look at, as a first-time home buyer, one is called the One Mortgage Program. That is through the Massachusetts Housing Partnership. You typically pay below market interest rate for that loan. It's a minimum 3% down payment. You can put down more. It's a minimum 660 credit score. And you don't pay PMI. Okay, so that's the first loan we ask that you look for. That loan is only available through approved lenders. Not every lender in Massachusetts is an approved lender for the One Mortgage Program. The other program you may want to consider is through Mass Housing. They have what's called Workforce Program. I'm not a mortgage lender, so I may have that wrong. But essentially, the eligibility criteria is the same that I just mentioned for MHP, but Mass Housing has up to a $30,000 down payment program. So you may want to look at that as well. Most lenders, most banks, a lot of mortgage brokers, they do lend on the Mass Housing loan. So those are the two I would suggest you look at. Again, it's only a suggestion. You can go anywhere you want for a mortgage pre-approval. But those two programs may work better for you financially. You can go on MHP.net, do a little navigating, and you can find the list of the approved lenders for the MHP loan. If you go to our website, which is mcohousingservices.com, under the finance tab, we have four lenders listed there. Each one of them are approved for the One Mortgage Program and the Mass Housing Program. Okay, so you can contact them as well. It's up to you. No, we will get your asset information if you have the opportunity to purchase. You need to be pre-approval. You need to provide a pre-approval with your application, or you will not be included in the lottery. Mass Housing will be accepted. You cannot have a co-signer on your loan. Those that are living in the home must be able to afford the home without a co-signer. So only someone who's living in the home can be a co-signer on the loan. What type of loan do you guys take for the loan? I just went over that. Unemployment is figured the same. We will look at when it's started and when it stops, but unemployment is part of the gross income limit. So a single mother with three children, I didn't say a single mother with three children will not qualify. I didn't say that at all. A single mother and three qu children would qualify for a four-bedroom home. I don't know where you heard that. I'm not saying you don't not to apply if you're a single person or doesn't have spouse or kids. I just think it's going to be very difficult for you to get a unit. There's only two units available, and they are going to go to households that require two or three bedrooms first. I'm sorry, three or four bedrooms first. There are plenty of units out there. Two bedrooms, there's a lot of condominiums going up for one bedrooms, which is nice to see because usually one person households have been shortchanged, in my opinion. But there are now a lot of condominiums being built. And those condominiums include some one bedroom units. So that's great for single people or couples. Again, you can go on our website. The question is, can you suggest companies that finance deed restricted properties? You can go on our website and under the finance tab, there are four lenders there. Pretty much every bank in Massachusetts, except Bank of America, will lend on the Mass Housing Program. Again, you need to go find an approved lender for the MHP program. Unborn child is considered part of a household. You would need to provide documentation if you have the opportunity to purchase. So that is not a problem. Why do the qualifications in the lottery info packet include one or two person households if there's no chance of qualifying? It's a good and it's a valid question. If I didn't put it in there, I'd get questions on how come you didn't include one and two bedroom households. So it's a no-win situation for me. So I always include it. And it's as simple as that. It's a no-win situation for me. The income limits that I mentioned earlier, you cannot exceed that limit. If your income is less than that amount, that is okay. A single person, you most certainly can apply for this lottery, but it's unlikely you will have an opportunity to purchase because there will be extra bedrooms in the house. So, but again, you can apply. You just, even if your name is drawn first, you're going to move to the bottom of the list. So, I've already mentioned if you're pregnant, unborn child counts. I'll get to that. As far as what information is listed on the pre-approval letter, I'll get to that. You can go to our website for the approved lenders. I'll get to that. Get to that. Why would someone with no kids or spouse be less likely to win a unit if it is a lottery? In a lottery situation, meaning new construction, the first time these units are on the market, we are required by the state, the Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities, that these units are distributed to the appropriate household size, which is why on the application on page six, it says, are there preferences for local preference and those with families? That's why it's husband and wife for those in a similar living arrangement, must share a bedroom, and there's one person per bedroom thereafter. So we are required by the programs we work under that these homes are sold to the appropriate household size. Again, if we exhaust the four bedroom home and we haven't filled it yet, then we can offer it to a three bedroom. If we exhaust them, then we're going to offer it to a two bedroom. Then we're going to offer it to a one bedroom. So it's not, I'm not saying you're not going to get one. I'm just saying there's only two units. I've sold plenty of units, three bedroom homes to single people, but it's when I had 15, 20 units to sell. There's one three bedroom and one four bedroom. So I fully expect those units will be sold to the appropriate household size. But if not, we'll start working down the list until we fill it. And maybe a single person or a couple with no kids or whatever will get it. But, it's in my opinion, after 20 years of experience with one three bedroom and one four bedroom, it's unlikely a smaller household will have an opportunity to purchase. Is it mandatory for the pre-approval to be at or above the purchase price? Yes. If it's not, you're not going to be included in the lottery. And don't call me later and say, but I have the money in savings that I was going to make up the difference. I'm going to go over everything the mortgage needs to include, but yes, your pre-approval must be at or above the purchase amount. If you've already submitted an application with an FHA loan, you absolutely need to submit a new pre-approval letter. You don't need to do the application again, but you need to submit a new pre-approval letter. If you are pregnant, then that unborn child is considered a household member. If you have an undocumented family member, can we still apply? If that family member is currently living with you and is in the country, yes. If the family member is currently not in the United States, no. Do occupants have to be kids or family? It has to be kids or family. You can't be a single person and ask two friends to live with you because they all have to be on the mortgage. So yes, it's family. Okay. I understand the question is what if you are growing family planning to fill a bedroom? I'm not sure what that means, but if I'm going to take it as if you plan on having additional children down the road, that's fine. But your eligibility for this particular home is based on your current family size, including if you're currently pregnant. So we do not take under consideration you plan on having a baby in 2 years because there's no guarantee that's going to happen. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
What about if you have a kid that's not your legal child?
You have to
So
provide
have.
paperwork that you're a legal guardian of that child.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, can I
Today
ask a
I'm
quick
married
question?
because I have three jobs to make ends meet. Each job counts towards the income eligibility. So you have to provide the pay stubs for each job. And we'll figure out what we estimate your gross income to be for those jobs. The lottery winner is unable to close. They're going to lose the unit and we're going to go to the next person on the lottery list. So the lottery list, once we do the lottery, that list is in place until both homes close. After that point, the lottery list is not going to be taken into consideration, but it is used until both units have closed for Old Forge Commons in Southeastern. Does death benefits count? I'm not sure what that means. Does death benefits count for income for under 18? If you're getting Social Security because one of your parents passed away, yes, that income will count, even if you're under 18. Okay, so I'm going to move on. A lot of the questions I didn't get to because I'm going to go into it right now as far as the mortgages. So your affordable, these homes. Oh, someone has a raised hand. Sorry, I missed that. Someone have a question?
A question. Thank you, Maureen.
Yeah.
I just have a question regarding the actual application and the completion of it. So on page 11, right underneath you give your personal information. It talks about the bedroom size. If either of those homes would work for, I'm a family of four. Could I just check both of those boxes so I could potentially be considered for either unit?
Correct.
Okay. And then my other question is if we make a mistake on the application as we're writing out and we cross it out, would you prefer us to just fill out a whole nother application or would you accept that
I
application
would
with?
accept that application, but I would not accept that any whiteouts or crossouts in a mortgage pre-approval.
Okay, my next question is there's only one section for employment status on page 12. If you have another person who's employed,
Just attach a separate sheet of paper.
it does not have to be the same page of the application, we could just put that same information written in.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure really quickly. Thank you. Oh, there is a little, not that it really matters, but it does say a different name on one of the pages. On page 12, it says Weber Condominium at
Oh,
Weberville.
that was a mistake. It's folk old.
And then also, yeah, no worries. I just wanted you to be aware of that. And you just print your name on page 14, or is that a signature required for both applicant and co-applicant?
You can
That's page.
electronically sign it or print it or whatever,
Okay.
yes.
Okay. And if I'm correct, it sounds like if you have your information in before October 15th, you do not notify anyone if there's any mistakes in their application. That's just kind of like it is what it is.
Is what
You'll
it
get
is.
notified after the lottery on the 31st. Is that correct?
You will be notified. We start reviewing applications after the application deadline. So if there's something wrong with your application, you will be notified before the October 31st lottery.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Because that, what, when I read through everything, it didn't necessarily sound like that. So that makes me feel a little bit better.
Well, wait a minute. If you made a mistake with your application or there's something wrong with your pre-approval, you can send in a new pre-approval, but you will not be included in the lottery.
Oh, okay. So you kind of have a one and done shot with your application. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. That's what I thought when I read it. That's what it sounded like to me, but I just wanted to verify that. Okay. All my questions are answered. I'm just waiting to hear about what needs to be on the pre-approval letter. Thank you so
Well,
much,
we're
Maureen.
getting there. Okay. So the affordable home must be your principal residence. It cannot be rented or leased without prior permission from the monitoring agent. If you are non-household members are not permitted to be co-signers on the mortgage, period. So they have to be part of the household for a co-signer to be on the mortgage. VA loans will be accepted. It says in here they will not, they will be accepted. Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage, FHA will not be accepted. So your mortgage must be a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. You submit an adjustable rate mortgage, you're automatically out. You're out. I'll look at that, and then that's as far as I'm going to go with your pre-approval, and you will receive an email from me stating you are not eligible to participate in the lottery. The loan must have a current fair market interest rate, which are basically no more than 2 points above the current mass housing rate. That's really a non-issue these days, because most of the loans, in my experience, have been around that amount. The minimum down payment is 3%, okay? That's the minimum is 3%. If you are getting a gift from someone, if you are using a down payment assistance program, then you only need to provide 1.5% of your own funds, okay? If you're getting down payment assistance, but 1.5% of your own funds, okay? Not a gift, it's of your own funds. The loan can have no more than 2 points, which is, I rarely see that in affordable housing. And the loan cannot be more than 38% of your monthly income for housing costs. Now, there are additional mortgage specifics. I would suggest page five, you take this to your lender, because sometimes I just did a lottery with this same thing, and I think at the end of the day, there were like 35 or 40 people who were not included in the lottery because their pre-approval wasn't correct. All right. So, not as bad as if I asked for all the financials, but I don't have any. You're out. If it doesn't meet it, you're not going to be in the lottery. So your mortgage pre-approval must cover the purchase price. All right. So don't submit a pre-approval for 230 and say you're going to provide the $11,000, $12,000 difference in cash. The bank should know that. So your purchase price is 241.7. If you're putting a 30, that money you would be providing to make the difference is considered part of your down payment. So if your pre-approval, I don't care if it's $100 less. If the pre-approval does not cover the price of the home, you will not be in the lottery. If you are applying for more than one unit size, say you're applying for both the 3 and 4 bedroom home, then your pre-approval must be at the higher price. Your pre-approval must come through for the 4 bedroom price. If it does not, and you requested a 3 and a 4 bedroom, you're only going to be in the lottery for a 3 bedroom unit, period. Okay? So make sure it's for the higher amount. Your mortgage, again, must be fixed rate. If it comes through as an adjustable rate mortgage, you will not be included in the lottery. At minimum, your pre-approval must show the purchase price and the financing amount. I can figure out what the down payment is doing the math, but at minimum, it must show the purchase price, and you can get a loan up to X number of dollars. All right. I've had pre-approvals that said, yep, they're pre-approved. No information on the purchase price, no information on the financing amount. To me, you're not pre-approved for a loan. That mortgage pre-approval will be determined incomplete, which means you will not be included in the lottery. It's pretty simple. If your mortgage pre-approval does not include a separate, I'm sorry, an expiration date, then after 60 days from the date of issue, it will be considered expired. So if your pre-approval expires after you submit your application, we will accept it. But if you have the opportunity to purchase, you will need to provide an updated pre-approval. Okay. If your pre-approval expired before your application submission, you will not be included in the lottery. I've had people submit pre-approvals that are over a year old. Why? I don't know, but they have. So, again, I think we're more than fair. If it expires after we receive your application, we'll accept it. If it expires before you submit your application, we won't. And if it has the expiration date, some banks will include an expiration date on the pre-approval, then we will take that as well. All right.
But you have to get
Hello, good
it.
evening. I have a question.
Yeah.
So I know like the income limit I went over, whatever, the according to family size. My question is, what if,
your income, like let's say for 7 people household, it's less than the income limit, would you still be eligible to
Of
participate
course.
in the lottery?
Of
It
course.
doesn't matter.
The
Okay.
income limits that I read out earlier is just the maximum you can earn.
Okay.
So if you earn less than that, that's absolutely fine.
Okay, like what's the maximum? Like because like it's just like I work part time and my husband works and then I have kids,
You
like
have
my
the
son is college.
application?
I haven't read the whole thing. I just got notified, so that's why I just joined the information net, but
What's
I
the
haven't
household
looked at it.
size?
Seven.
129,100. That's the maximum you can earn.
No, like I'm saying, what's the lowest,
I don't
the
know. That's
minimum?
between you and your lender.
Okay.
You need to get a mortgage pre-approval, and that is between you and your lender. I have no idea. Okay? All right. If you plan on using a down payment assistance program, that program must be noted in the pre-approval. Okay? Mass housing down payment, there's a bunch of programs out there. It needs to be noted in the pre-approval. The reason for that is if you have the opportunity to purchase, and I am reviewing your application for eligibility, and your pre-approval says you need to put $40,000 down, and I see $10,000 in your account, and there's no mention of down payment assistance, you're out. Because if you have the opportunity to purchase, when we review your application for eligibility, we're going to make sure you have the funds for down payment at the time we review your application. So if the funds are not there, you're not going to be able to buy the unit. We're going to move to the next person on the list. So that's why at the time of application, your pre-approval needs to state if you're using down payment assistance funds. All right. Because that's what I'm going to reference when I determine the financing amount. The purchase price, the financing amount, when I do the math for the down payment, that's the number I'm going to use. And it has to say in your pre-approval down payment assistance program being used. Okay. Now, if you have the opportunity to purchase, this is going to happen post-lottery. We will determine your down payment amount based on your pre-approval. For example, if the purchase price is 250 and your financing 225, then we're going to expect to see $25,000 in assets in your account at the time we review your application. The only time, if you're getting a gift money and someone's assisting you with down payment and closing costs, we wouldn't expect to see that in your account because most people who give a gift only give a gift if you're getting the money. So more than likely, they would not have transferred the money into your account so far. So if there's someone is providing you with a significant gift, we will ask for a copy of their bank statement so we can see they actually have the money for the gift. Okay. And that bank statement can be redacted. I just need to know the value of the account. I don't need the account number, just their name. They can take out all the deposits, transactions, whatever. I'm just interested in their name, matches the name on the gift letter, and what the balance of that account is. And if that balance doesn't cover the cost of the down payment or the gift letter, you're not moving forward with the purchase. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So on the down payment assistance, which I'm planning to use, and I already have the pre-approval letter, would I, in the pre-approval letter to, I understand that the down payment assistance will need to be on the letter, but for the 1.5%, what type of paperwork would you require to know that we do have the money?
I don't, that will I'll know once that I will know if you have the opportunity to purchase.
Okay, so we do not need to have that in the pre-approval letter.
No.
Okay.
If you have the opportunity to purchase, you're going to send us bank statements, a whole bunch of documentation. That's when I will verify you have the 1.5% or 3% or however much your down payment's going to be.
Okay, but in the pre-approval, just to have the assistance down payment, because in my pre-approval letter says just down payment. It doesn't state that's through the mass housing.
Well, if it just says down, what does it say?
It says down payment and what I qualify for. And it says I actually did a pre-approval.
Pre-approval letter.
I'm planning to do for the 3-bedroom house with a down payment assistance and a loan that I qualify for.
All right, but back to your what does it say just down payment or does it say a down payment assistance program?
It says just down payment.
And then what is it? You said it mentioned something else. What is the other thing it mentioned?
Let me, that's all it mentions. Down payment and loan amount, and it's a fixed mortgage rate.
Yeah. A down payment to me, just using the word down payment, that's the money you're going to have. That's the money I'm going to need to see in your account. If the down payment assistance program, that money I'm not going to look for in your account. But if it just says down payment, I'm going to look for that money in your bank statements or whatever when I review your information.
Okay. Okay.
So if it doesn't say down payment assistance program, call your lender back and have them redo the letter.
Okay. Because I have both. So the down payment, I have it either way with or without the assistance.
Okay. Well, however, I just... That's fine. If I see the money, that's fine. I'm just saying, if you don't have the money, a down payment does not mean a down payment assistance program in my book. That just means if you have the opportunity to purchase and I review your information, I'm going to see $25,000 in your account to cover the down payment.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. So if you're receiving a gift or using down payment assistance, then you only have to provide 1.5% of your own funds, because you can't finance 100%. You need to have some money in the game. If you don't have 1.5% of your own funds, you probably aren't in a position to purchase. So that's why you must see 1.5%.
Your down payment.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I have a question about the down payment.
Yeah.
So on a traditional loans, normally the bank, like mortgage one, that's what one of the loans that you have to go for. Normally, there's a requirement to have the money for a certain time of period in your account. And then in this case, there's a rule that you have to have that in your account for a certain time of period, or there is no requirement for that.
When I review your application,
yes.
For eligibility, if you have the opportunity to purchase, I am going to look for the down payment money funds in your account. Now, if I'm going through your bank statements and in July you had $0 in your account and all of a sudden you've got $5,000, I'm going to ask where that money came from.
Okay.
That was my question. Gift from your family, that's not your money. So you don't have the 1.5%.
Okay.
So, is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I was asking that 1.5% is it can be a gift or not.
No, it has to be your own money.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dad, tell me that.
Okay, a gift letter must be for a specific amount. If you get a gift, we've seen gift letters that we're going to give between $10,000 and $25,000. We're counting the $25,000, and if that $25,000 puts you over the asset limit, so be it. Not my problem. Okay, so you're better off. The gift, who's ever giving you the gift money, provides a specific dollar amount. If it's a range, we're using the high end of the range. So make sure it's the right amount. All right. Again, if the pre-approval shows FHA, Rocket Mortgage, Quicken Loans, you're out. FHA, again, we will accept. Online mortgage pre-approvals will not be accepted. Usually when we get those, it's just kind of literally a printout. Your name's not on it. The bank's name's not on it. I don't know who it goes to. We're not going to accept it. So you need to speak to a lender. They need to pull your credit at minimum to see if you're qualified for a mortgage pre-approval. Okay. We will accept no pre-approvals where any information has been crossed out, whited out, and submitted with the application. Some people cross it out, change the amounts. They'll cross it out and change the date. That means you're not going to be in the lottery. Okay. So we're not asking for a lot with a pre-approval. There isn't anything here that is unusual for any lender to provide. All right. So we're not asking for anything different, but make sure you take this to your lender so that they can read it to make sure what they provide covers the requirements. And understand the reason why these additional mortgage specifics I created is because some lenders didn't do it. Yes, we'll give them a loan. Well, there's no dollar amount. There's no down payment. That tells me nothing. So that's why I created the additional mortgage specifics. Your pre-approval does not have to come in with your application, but it needs to be here before the October 15th deadline. All right. If it's coming in separately, please just write on it what it's for. you know, what property. We have a lot of stuff going on. So we match it up with the appropriate application. If you could please do that, it would be most appreciated. All right. So there is no local preference here. So everyone is going to be, when we distribute the units, what's called an open pool. So everyone is treated equally. So there's no local pool. So everyone has one opportunity for a unit. Again, the unit preferences, there's at least one occupant per bedroom. A husband and wife for those in a similar living arrangement shall be required to share a bedroom. Other household members may share, but shall not be required to share a bedroom. If a husband and wife for those in a similar living arrangement are unable to share because the consequence of sharing would be severe adverse impact on his or her mental or physical health, and reliable documentation is provided substantiating the adverse impact, then a special accommodation can be provided. Okay. Deed restrictions again. Oh man. Okay. So the deed restriction, you have the sale price. At the time you close, a resale price multiplier is determined. Okay. That is determined by taking the sale price and dividing it by the median income. The median income right now is 152.6. All right. So you divide the sale price by the median income. That gives you the resale price multiplier. And the resale price multiplier is used at the time you sell. So if you decide to sell the unit, you're going to take that resale price multiplier. It's going to be multiplied by the median income at the time you sell. And that is your price. Simple as that. Cut and dry. That is your price. Now, if the resale price multiplier goes up, you're going to make money. If the resale price multiplier goes down or stays the same, the home will be sold for what you paid for it. All right. Now, the deed rider includes information if you go in foreclosure, and a whole bunch of legal stuff. But if you have to do any capital improvements on your home, for example, you live there, you know, long enough where you have to replace your roof, that is considered a capital improvement. Prior to that work being done, you need to notify the monitoring agent, again, the Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities. You need to let them know you need to replace your roof. They are going to ask for specific information, what I do not know. But at the end of the day, when the work is done, you need to provide the monitoring agent with a copy of the paid invoice. All right. And then when you go to sell the property, that obviously a new roof is considered needs to be in good capital improvement, needs to be in good repair in order to sell the home. So that money or the amount you spent on the house may be taken under consideration in determining your sale price. But it would be prorated. You're never going to get dollar for dollar back. It will be prorated. And they will be able to take that under consideration only if the price is still affordable for the next buyer. So if they add it to the price and it's no longer affordable to the next buyer, you're not going to get any money back, but it's worth a shot. Now, for example, I haven't seen these homes. I haven't seen the home specs, but say you want, you know, to rip out carpet, put hardwood throughout. Say you want granite countertops, you know, you can do that. That is for your enjoyment. None of that is considered a capital improvement. And you will see no dollar value when you go to sell your home. There will be no increase in the sale price because of that. If you plan on living in the house for a long time, certainly you may decide to invest that money to make the home your home, what you want it to be. But it's not going to be added to your resale price. Okay. Any questions on capital improvements? Deed rider, anything I've talked about so far?
Yeah, I just had a question. Can you build onto these units?
That, I don't know the answer to that question. That would be a question for the planning department in the town of Easton.
Okay.
They will let you know if you can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so let me go. I have a whole bunch of chats here. Give me a second.
I have a question.
Another question? Go ahead.
I got a pre-approval, but it's saying that this is not a commitment to land.
That's correct.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is just a pre-approval. No bank is going to give you a commitment at this stage of the game.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You will get a commitment is only if you have an opportunity to purchase, and they issue that commitment after they've received a fully executed purchase and sale agreement signed by both the buyer and the seller. You provide that to your lender, and then they will start working on the mortgage commitment. And it usually is available like 30 days after they get the signed P&S.
All right. Okay. Conventional is fine, right?
Oh, yeah. If you want to go conventional, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I got, conventional.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
All right. I have a question.
Yeah?
How long do you need to live in the home before selling?
No limit.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. The down payment is 3%. Let's see. Did I hear you correctly that non-citizens count as occupants in the home for income purposes and household members? Yeah, I don't check anyone's citizen status. But they need to be living with you now. You can't create a household to make yourself eligible for a house. So it needs to be your current household members. How do I access the recording? It will be posted on our website under the old Forge Commons listing.
I had another question. How can we get a copy, or how do we access the application?
You can get a copy on our website, mcohousingservices.com, or you can pick one up at the town hall if they have any left, or the library.
Okay, thank you.
The town probably has, you can probably print off an application from the town as well.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. My unemployment ends in 3 weeks. Will that number still be? No, that's not going to be. No, unemployment. No, we look at the end date. Minimum down payment is 3%. Is there a greater preference for applicants that have a house? Nope. So say you have someone has a 7-person household for a 4-bedroom unit. And if someone has a 4-person household, like a single parent and 3 kids, they're treated equally. So no, the larger households do not have preference. As long as your household size fits the bedroom size that is available. Gift letter needs to say, and I don't need this with your application, but it needs to state it's for you, who they are, parents, friends, sibling, grandparents, and what the dollar amount is they are going to provide to you.
I have another question in regards to number of household members.
Yeah.
What if you have children that are in college?
They're considered a household member if they're an undergraduate.
They're an undergraduate, correct?
Yeah. So they'll come home in the summer usually. So they're considered a household member.
Okay. And as far as documentation for that, how is that? Is there anything needed for that?
Well, yeah, you're going to have to provide. Oh, hang on.
Like, for example, divorced parents of children.
Yeah.
How does that
They work? Need to live with you 50% of the time.
Okay.
A pre-qualification is fine. Someone asked if your lender only issues a pre-qual. The reason why they're doing that, from my understanding, and I am not a lender, is if they do a pre-approval, there's all kind of federal reporting they have to do. So they do a pre-qualification so they don't have to do the federal reporting. That's my understanding. True, false, I don't know. But we will accept a pre-qualification letter. Pre-approval is not a commitment to lend, and that is absolutely correct. Well, that's between you and the doctor. What should a doctor note say about adverse effect on a couple living together? That's between you and your doctor. 269, the loan amount is 210. Yep, that sounds fine. How long do I stay? You can stay in the home as long or as short as you want. Can you build or alter the interior remodeling? It's your home, so you can do what you want. Again, keep in mind, you know, if you're remodeling or altering the interior remodeling, it's for your enjoyment. You will see no return on your investment if you sell, okay? Because altering interior remodeling is not considered a capital improvement. So again, you can make the home your own. Keeping in mind, you can't take out a bedroom. You bought a 3-bedroom home or a 4-bedroom home. You'll be selling a 3-bedroom or a 4-bedroom home. So don't take out a bedroom, but you can do whatever you want. Documentation does not need to be included with your application. You need to provide it if you have the opportunity to buy. Pre-approval letter, usually it's a week or two, depending on how busy the lender is. We look at W-2s from 2001, 2002, and 2003. Yes, you can apply for both homes. Make sure your pre-approval is for the higher price unit. Does income count for undergraduate student? If you have undergrad students,
Oh.
they are a full-time student, and they are a dependent on your tax return, then we are only going to count $480 of their income towards the household income. If they are not a dependent on your tax return and a full-time student, the full value or all the dollars they earn will count. Also, if they are a part-time student, whether or not they are dependent on your taxes doesn't matter. Their income will count, not all of it. I'm not all of it, but all of their income will count. The application pre-approval letter before, yes, that's October 15th is the deadline. Can you pass it down to your children if they meet the eligibility criteria? It's an affordable unit, so they need to meet the eligibility criteria. Do we need to provide asset information? I'm only going to get asset information if you actually have the opportunity to purchase. The reason I'm changing things up a little bit, I've done multiple lotteries in Easton, and I always get 70, 80 plus applications. There's for like one or two units, and I spend weeks reviewing the information. And at the end of the day, maybe 20% of those 70 or 80 applications are included in the lottery because people don't read. So I changed it up this time. I'm only getting a mortgage pre-approval. And then if you require special accommodation, even then I'm still getting people that provide the incorrect mortgage pre-approval. So they're out. But I don't have time to sit and review 70 or 80 full applications. So I hopefully will only have to review two, keeping in mind you have one opportunity to get it correct. If you submit an incomplete application, I'm moving on. Because if you submitted that application for the lottery, you wouldn't have been included in the lottery. So those who have an opportunity to purchase, if you have questions, call me before you submit your application. Because I'm not fooling around. I've spent hours reviewing applications. And in my experience, literally, no more than 20% of applications in any lottery get it right. And I'm not asking for anything that is not going to be listed on the list of required financial documentation. So all that tells me is you're not reading the information I'm giving you to provide. So if you don't do that, if you have the opportunity to purchase, do not get mad at me if I tell you your application's incomplete and will not be moving forward. It is not my fault. I am available to answer any questions you have to knock it all out of the park before you submit it. If you don't take advantage of me or anyone in my office before you submit, that's on you, not on me. All right? So please, if you have the opportunity to purchase, just read what I send you. It's going to make the biggest difference. And I also send you a list of application tips that I created, which kind of highlights where everybody screws up because they're not reading. So I'm telling you where people make mistakes. I'm telling you, there's 10 points, 1 through 10 of where people make mistakes and they still make mistakes. So, I don't know what else to do. So I have little patience for that, but I am here for you in your corner until you submit your application. Call me. If it's incomplete, that's on you, not on me.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
The application with the employment, can I still use that section for two person and like
Yeah, if you have room,
yeah,
or
I
just
have a
include a
room.
separate sheet of paper for the other person.
Okay, if I have a room I can still use it on
Yes,
the
absolutely.
okay, all right, okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes,
Can I ask?
2021, 2022, and 2023 for the W-2s, which I do not need to get in this lottery. Yes, someone has a question. Did you go away? Okay. Someone have a question?
Yes, I do. I thought somebody else was going.
Okay,
Sorry.
go ahead.
For the income verification, I guess, do we have to send in a letter to prove it or pay
All I'm
stubs? Like, I
asking
don't.
for to be included in this lottery is a mortgage pre-approval letter, and if you require a special accommodation, that's all you need to provide.
Okay,
I'm going to
awesome.
know your
Awesome.
income because you're going to tell it to me on where your job is. You're going to tell me how much you earn monthly. and you're going to provide your salary. I'm not asking for any documentation for income at this point in time. None.
Okay.
That will be provided only if you have the opportunity to purchase.
Okay, thank you.
I have 160,000 in my 401k, only 8 can withdraw as loan. Is that okay? I don't know. I need to know if you can do an in-service withdrawal. If you can do an in-service withdrawal, then that's the dollar amount that's going to count. So I can't really answer that question at this point. Pregnant documentation is a letter from your doctor.
I have a question. I am the one who asked this question. So the policy on my 401k, I only can withdraw money as a loan and pay it back with a
Well, then you
period of
need to
time.
provide the document, that documentation with your application only if you have the opportunity to purchase.
Yes, I printed the policy on my 401k.
Okay,
I'm
so then you
including it on
provide
the.
it if you have the opportunity to purchase.
Okay, thank you.
Where do I, my contact information is on the last page of the application. Our phone number is 978-456-8388. My email is Maureen, Maureen, at mcohousingservices.com. I will be on vacation the minute this meeting closes. So, and I will be back next Tuesday. But if you have questions after tonight's meeting, you can call Jennifer at that same number and she will be able to answer those questions. If Loan
Maureen, I'm sorry. I
Depot,
don't know if I'm the only one who didn't get that. I didn't get the number or the email. You're doing a little
the
bit too
number is
fast.
978. Well, I'll type it in my email. Oops.
I have a question. On the application, where it says required document form to be returned, where it says initial each step applicable, do I have to check all three or do I just initial the mortgage pre-approval?
I don't need you to. Are you talking about specifically for the pre-approval?
No, for the application where it says required documentation form and it says initial each step applicable that
Oh, yes.
provided
You need to
document.
initial. You need to initial the one that can that applies to you.
Okay, and then what it says signature, co-applicant signature. Do I have 18 years old? Does she sign that that part?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Caitlin, you have a question?
Yes, there's just a question about disability income. So, do you count the income before the health insurance comes out that's required, or do you count it?
It's gross.
So then it's before, correct? Okay, thank you.
Where am
I
I?
have a question.
Yes?
Is conventional financing accepted?
Sure. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Uh,
Another
let's see,
question.
household of four will not count for a four bedroom if two are girlfriend. That's correct. One's going to assume the girlfriend and boyfriend are sharing a bedroom. Okay, I just posted my contact information, special accommodation sample. Husband and wife can't share a bedroom. Do you know if there will be another affordable lottery? No, this is the only lottery for these two units in this community. Yes, you can fill it out digitally and then print and sign it. That's fine. Okay. Someone asked, what's the minimum income I need to earn to qualify? Again, that's between you and your lender. I have no idea. Some people can have 50,000, they're going to put a $50,000 down payment, which means they're going to need to have less income versus someone who's going to put 3% down. So that is between you and your lender. So I have no idea what the minimum income is. So the lottery, we will review all applications received prior to the lottery. Those who have determined that they submitted a complete application and are eligible will receive a lottery code. If it was my name, which is Maureen O'Hagan, my code may be MOH. Okay. That is what we announce during the lottery. We do not announce people's names to protect your privacy. So post lottery, I will send you a copy of the list as drawn. Because as I'm drawing the lottery, we record everyone's code so we know where their ranking is on the list. So post lottery, you will receive a copy of the list as drawn. Also part of what you will receive, I will break down that list based on household size. So the one bedroom household, whatever, based on the household size, the three bedroom and four bedroom. So you will see the order in which you have an opportunity to purchase. Again, when we draw the lottery, we literally draw names out of a bucket. You know, everyone has a lottery ticket. We fold the ticket up and the names come out of a bucket. And that creates the ranking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But if someone in the first three spaces do not require a 3 or 4 bedroom household, we're going to move to the first people on the list who do. Okay. So if we're filling the 4 bedroom, we're going to go to the first person on the list that requires 4 bedroom. And then the first person on the list that requires 3 bedrooms. Again, if we exhaust the entire 4 bedroom list and it's still available, then we will offer a unit to a 3 bedroom household. Okay. If we exhaust the 3 bedroom list and we still have the unit available, then it will be offered to a 2 bedroom household. Okay. So everyone will receive an email prior to the lottery, which will provide your lottery code. It will tell you the household, your household size. If I have notes, meaning you applied for a 3 bedroom, but you're only qualified for a 1 or 2, I'm going to put that in there. Sometimes I forget. That doesn't mean you're going to get in. It just means I wasn't consistent. So, you know, we send the list and we will break out your code, your household size, your bedroom size, and then if there's any notes that I need to share with you. So you will receive all that prior to the lottery. Usually goes out a day or two before. If, as we review applications, your application is determined incomplete, then you will receive a separate email at the time we review your application. Okay. But anyways, we draw them out. We create the lottery list 1 through 100, whatever the number will be. And we distribute the unit, the highest ranked applicant who requires a 3 bedroom. And this highest ranked applicant who requires a 4 bedroom will have the initial opportunity to purchase. It's really simple when there's not a local pool, because everyone's treated equally. All right. So depending on the numbers, and I think they'll be significant. It is Halloween. I don't work late on Halloween. I go give out candy at my brother's house. So I'll be out the door at 5 o'clock. So it may take a day, another day to get the list to you as far as who's the first who will have the first opportunity to purchase. But everyone will get that as quickly as possible after the lottery, because I know you're all going to want to know if you have the opportunity to purchase. Okay. Again, the 4 bedroom home is going to be available for immediate occupancy, and the 3 bedroom home we're looking at, I think the seller told me February, March. And maybe that will be faster. Maybe it'll be later. Who knows? But that's the earliest he told me it will be available. I should have the 3 bedroom floor plan prior to when I confirm who the buyer is. And I will certainly send that to you so you know what you're getting. Again, the 4 bedroom is available for immediate occupancy. So we are going to move forward and getting all the required financial documentation right away. I will confirm the 3 bedroom household applicant. I will not send the letter to collect all the financial documentation until we're about 3 months out from the unit being finished. Okay. So you have to be eligible to be included in the lottery, and you need to be eligible at the time you close. Okay. You do not have to purchase if you don't want to. If you choose not to purchase, it does not affect your ability to apply for other lotteries. All it means is this house wasn't for you, and that's quite all right. So that's not an issue. All right. So the application does have the floor plan for the 4 bedroom. It has the site plan that shows the location of the 3 and 4 bedroom. It provides a sample affordability analysis, which is wrong because the interest rates have dropped. So right now the interest rates are 6 something. So we price this at 7.07. So as the interest rates come down, it's obviously in your favor. Your monthly HOA fee covers landscaping, common area only, snow removal, roadway only, street maintenance, street lighting, it's getting late. And the common areas, wetland and basin repairs, replacement and maintenance. So you are responsible for your own homeowner's insurance and maintenance on your property. All right. And we got more questions. If you just have a W-2, well, then you're going to have to contact the IRS to get your 2021 W-2. And if you have the opportunity to purchase, All that information is what do you do, where you go. It will be included in the list of the required financial documentation. My loan is $245, purchase price is $210. Is that okay? No, the purchase price is $241.7 or $262.9. So I think you mean the financing amount is $210. That's fine. I know the question is, can I email you my pre-approval to make sure it's correct? No, because we don't review applications until after the deadline. So we can't look at and tell you if your pre-approval is correct. We used to, but we got our hands slapped by the state, so we can't do that for anybody. Only submit one application per household. If you submit multiple applications, none of them are going to get in the lottery. None. Question is, if we apply for both, do we get two tickets? No, you only get one ticket. Are the drawings completely separate? Nope. We do the open pool. We'll draw everybody at the same time. And then I will break out the 3-bedroom and the 4-bedroom based on your application. Do occupants have to live with me currently in order to be included in the application? Well, yes. Who are they? I mean, you can't create a household to make yourself eligible for an affordable unit. So if you're a single person and you're creating, getting two more people so you can buy a house, that's not going to fly because I'm going to know it because I'm getting your tax returns, I'm getting your pay stubs, I'm getting your bank statements. And more than likely, they'll all have different addresses, which tells me you don't all live together at the same right now. So no. If my partner and I do not live together now, can we move in together in the home? If he's your partner, I suppose. After purchasing the house, if interest rates drop, can you refinance? Yes, you can refinance if your loan allows for it. So you need to make sure it does if you have the opportunity to purchase. Keeping in mind, if you're going to refinance your loan, it has to be approved by the monitoring agent. They are not going to say no. That they just need to make sure your refinancing is not for more than the value of the home. Okay, so the refinance absolutely has to be approved by the EOHLC. And again, they won't say no as long as you're not refinancing more than the value of the home. Okay. How can I prove my pregnancy? That would be a letter from your doctor. Okay. All right. So I think I got all those. So the application. So I'm begging you, please print legibly so I can read everything, mainly your email address, because that's pretty much how we communicate is through email. So you want to provide your name, address, town, zip, your cell phone number. Don't care if you give me your work. I'm going to call you on your cell first. Your email address. If you or any member of your household have ever owned or currently own a home, it's a yes or no answer. If so, when did you or will you sell it? So you need to provide that information. Bedroom size, 3 or 4. You can check both. I don't care. And then you need to provide the household size and you need to list every person that's going to be living in the household, including the name of the applicant on the first line. Okay. So list them all. You need to provide the base income for the borrower and the co-borrower or other adults in the household, the base income number. So that kind of gives us a sense of your total monthly income. I'm not going to disqualify anybody based on the total monthly income they provide, but it just gives us an idea if you have the opportunity to purchase when we receive your documentation, kind of gives us a sense of what we're looking for income. But that's not going to disqualify you from being included in the lottery. And then your household assets, this is a partial list, checking, savings, stocks, bonds, money market, CDs, mutual funds, IRAs, 401k, 403b, retirement and pension funds, trust, whole life, universal life insurance policies, down payment gift. That's all part of what we consider assets. What's not on this list? Robinhood stocks. So Robinhood, Acorn, all these other online accounts, crypto, all these other online accounts. I can't possibly list them all. So it just kind of gives you a general sense of things that we take under consideration for assets, and you need to provide us with the current value of the account. Okay. Employment for every household member. You can attach a separate sheet if necessary. So your employer, their address, the date of hire, your wage, if your salary or your hourly rate, if you receive bonus, commission, or overtime. That would be not helpful. That needs to be provided. about your family is purely optional. It doesn't matter here, meaning if there was a local pool, which this lottery does not have, a certain percentage of applicants in the local pool need to be minority. And if we haven't met that number after we review all the applications that are going, that are, have been determined eligible to be included in the lottery, if we, if the number's short, say by 1, 2, 3, 4 people, then we're going to do a lottery from the non-local minority applicants in the open pool and move them into the local pool. Okay. That's not going to happen here because there is no local pool. That's more of an education for you if you're applying for other lotteries. And I would encourage you to apply for as many lotteries as you want, all at the same time. Until you sign a purchase and sale agreement, you are not legally bonded to anything. So you can apply for as many lotteries as you want. And also, I forgot to mention, there are resales of existing affordable units as well, previously owned units. Someone's ready to sell. You know, those units tend to, not 100%, tend to go on a first come, first serve basis. So if you're a smaller household and want a bigger home, you're going to have a better chance on a resale situation versus a lottery, because by lottery, again, we are required to fill the units based on the appropriate household size for the bedroom. Whereas in resale, we just want to sell the damn house so we can fill it. The first person who submits a complete application, usually not 100%, because some towns will require a lottery take place. A lot of single people or smaller households have bought 3-bedroom units, single person, 2-bedroom units in a resale situation. So just keep that in mind. You know, you can certainly apply for resales as well. I will tell you on resales, though, they go very quickly. They're gone. When we do a resale, we post it on our website and it's gone within a day. We have a website. The members on our website are about 16,000 people. And when we post a resale, it's gone in a day. So if you're looking for a resale of an existing unit, what I would suggest you do is, you know, get all the financial documentation together. Keep it on the corner of your desk, mortgage pre-approval updated on the corner of your desk. Update the new pay stubs as they come in. Update new bank statements as they come in on a monthly basis. So if a unit becomes available, you can send it off immediately. People are when we have a new resale posted, people are at our front door and we open our office at 8:30 in the morning. So they go fast. All right. Okay, so page 13 is the affidavit and disclosure form. You just need to read, sign, and date that. Sign and date on page 14. Page 15, this is the documents you need to provide with your application. Again, VA loan, we will accept. FHA, Rocket Mortgage, and Quicken Loans will not be accepted. Your pre-approval must follow the mortgage guidelines and the additional mortgage tips as stated on page 4. Bring them to your lender so there's no question. If you required a reasonable accommodation, you need to provide that supporting documentation from your doctor. And if you meet one of the first-time homebuyer exceptions, you need to provide that documentation as well. So the application deadline is October 15th. I will tell you, if you're going to mail in your application, it needs to be postmarked on or before October 15th. You want to send it certified mail at minimum, because the post office, we got a piece of mail 2 weeks ago that took 6.5 weeks to get here. Okay. So the lottery is about 2 weeks after the deadline. So you want, if you're going to mail in your application, even if you're mailing it the week before, send it certified, because you'll have a tracking number that you're able to track it. If you check with us, did you get it? And we tell you no. And you go, well, I sent it certified. You have a tracking number you can look into. All right. But if you don't have, if you send it regular mail and it takes 6.5 weeks to get here, you've lost the opportunity to be part of the lottery. 6.5 weeks. Post office is off. And I've gotten, when I say, if you're mailing it before the deadline, the post office is who told me send it with certified mail is the cheapest. You can send a priority if you choose to, but certified mail is the cheapest. And that just gives you the ability to track it. Okay. So they're the ones who told me to tell you that because I went and complained about the 6.5 weeks to get a mail. Fortunately, it wasn't an application. Is a two-person household eligible for a three-bedroom? No. Household eligibility, husband and wife, or those in a similar living arrangement must share a room, and there's one person per bedroom thereafter. So, no. So I would not be able, I don't know what this means. So I would not be able to move in with family that I don't currently live with, but plan to live in the future. How am I supposed to know that? I don't even know what that comment means. Emails, we will accept email. You can submit your application by email, fax, drop it off. We're in Harvard, Mass., a little far from Easton, or mail it. Either way, whichever is more convenient for you is fine. But please only submit one application. If you're going to mail it, you don't need to email it. If you're going to email it, you don't need to mail it. And you can check to make to see if we got it. We're more than happy to let you know if we received it or not. Can someone be added on as a co-owner? Oh, now you're getting into legalese that I can't answer. The question is, can someone be added on as a co-owner later on down the road? Probably. But I think that is a question for your attorney and the monitoring agent. I don't know the answer to that. Do you know where we can find the resale homes? Well, we do resale, so on our website. So I would suggest you become a member on our website. Doesn't cost anything. You just need to provide your email address on our website. And then there's masshomes.org is a website with other affordable housing lotteries. Resales are typically posted there. I think it's really hard to find resales. I mean, ours are on our website. And the reason why I'm hesitating here, it's not that I'm hiding anything. There's EOHLC is a project administrator, which is this project is through. And there's Mass Housing. The EOHLC acts as their own monitoring agent. So it's really easy. They outsource all their resales. The monitoring agent for Mass Housing, they outsource it. There's like 5 or 6 or 7 organizations, and we're not one of them, that does monitoring agent for Mass Housing. So they are obviously all going to list the resales on their website. I think sometimes they wind up on MLS. So it's more of, I can't give you a specific place to go for that reason, probably more information than you wanted to know, but I would absolutely, check mymasshome.org because we all list our homes for sale on that website, including resales. So I would check that. Sometimes they're on MLS, so you can look on realtor.com or Zillow if you don't have a broker. You can do it by price more than likely, but sometimes they're hard to find. I'll be honest with you. Chapter is a monitoring agent. They may have, no, they wouldn't because MyMassHome is their website. So look at mymasshome.org for others. And then really it's just, if there's specific towns you're interested in living in, you may want to check the town's website because they will usually, not always, will post resales of existing units. And that is typically going to be on the economic, in the planning department. And sometimes it could be economic and planning or whatever and development. So you can go to the website, the town's website, and see what they post. Okay. Me and myself, well, we are, no, you're not. If you're a two-person household, you and your daughter, you are not eligible. You can apply for a three-bedroom. Anyone can apply, but it's the three-bedroom home will be sold to a household that requires three bedrooms. Our office is in Harvard, Mass. If you're going to drop it off, our mailing address is on the last page of the application, both our PO box and, if you're going to drop it off, our street address. You can absolutely drop off the finished application. Can I live with cousins? No, you need to be living. You can't create a household to make yourself eligible for a three-bedroom unit. And if you don't live with your cousins, that's exactly what you're doing. No. The question is, does income have to remain the same throughout the duration of owning a home? No. It is expected your income is going to increase. Hopefully you get a raise every year. You get a new job for more money. So as I said earlier, no one is going to be knocking on your door to check your income after you purchase the home. Okay, you need to be eligible at the time you purchase. What's the household size for a 3-bedroom? Husband and wife or those in a similar living arrangement must share a bedroom, and there's one person per bedroom thereafter. To email the application, it's the one, yes, the email address on the application is the one to send it to, yes, which is that email address is lotteryinfo@mcohousingservices.com. And that goes to a more administrative desk than mine. Can someone be added as a co-owner? That again, between your attorney and the monitoring agent. I don't know the answer to that question. All right. So that's it. Any other questions? Did I forget to answer any? There were a whole bunch of chats. So are we all set?
I got one more question.
Yes.
Okay. Right. At the moment, my daughter doesn't live with me. So if she...
Where does she live?
She lives with her mother.
And where does her mother live?
They live in Anson. They don't live in Brockton.
And do you have a divorce agreement?
No, we never been married. Just
never been married. So yeah. How often do you have your daughter?
Every weekend, because
she would not be counted as part of the household. She doesn't live with you 50% of the time.
That doesn't count on the...
Every other weekend does not count.
No, I mean, we're supposed to divide it because I pay child support.
Well, then you need to provide the documentation. Tell me that. I'm not taking your word for it.
Oh, that's a pay child support, right?
No.
We share the...
We need the legal documentation. Mm-hmm. It should already be created. You mm-hmm. can't create something now mm-hmm. that states the custody arrangements with your daughter.
Oh, okay. So if you don't have any court documentation, it's not going to work.
I have no way of knowing how often you have your daughter, other than what you just told me. Mm-hmm. She's there on weekends.
Oh, okay. So I need a court. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question. We are 3 people, me, my wife, and our teenage girl. Are we eligible to apply 3-bedroom home?
You can apply for whatever bedroom size you want, but based on what you just told me, you are eligible for a 2-bedroom unit. So everyone who requires a 3-bedroom will have priority over you for a unit.
I have a question. Can you use the Section 8 to pay for the monthly mortgage or no?
If you have a Section 8 home ownership voucher, not a rental voucher.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Any other questions? All right, then I'm going to say good night and thank you for spending your, Monday night with me. Again, I am out of the office as soon as I walk out this door until next Tuesday. So if you have questions from the meeting, you can call the office or send me an email and I will answer them when I get back, because that should still be plenty of time for you to get your application in.